Hi, EdgeMatch family. So excited to be here for another launch of like one of our only book series. I think you guys have the only series that we have that goes back to back to back. So that is amazing. But I am here with two people that I adore because they're such sweet people, Becky Lim and Dr. Matt Rhodes. And we're going to talk a little bit about their second book in the Amplify Learning series today that they've just released. Today is the day. You can find it. You can find it on edgematchpublishing.com. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Barnes & Noble. You can find it on all the book places. And so we're going to just ask the authors a few questions today so you can get to know them and their series a little bit better. So to start us out, for anybody who's been living under a rock and who doesn't know who you are, could you just go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'll kick us off. So I am Becky Lim. I am a digital learning coach in the Chicagoland area. I've recently moved out here. I guess it's been a year and a half now from the LA area. And also a Google certified trainer and coach. I spend a lot of my time implementing technology and high tech, low tech, makerspace, all of those different things into the classroom. And my focus is in elementary school and preschool.
Yeah. So my name is Dr. Matt Rhodes and I'm from San Diego, California. I'm a tech integrationist, but I have a whole lot of different hats as an instructional leader, coach. I'm also at the university level working with students in our bilingual education program, elementary, secondary settings, as well as work with doc students. Do a lot of writing, podcasting, and this is definitely, a culmination of our efforts of, connecting with others around the world and, putting together something that we feel that can really help teachers in these three content areas.
Yeah, awesome. And you guys aren't only talking about it, like you're living it every single day and going in and trying these strategies to, figure out, do they work? Do they not work? Are they best practice? How can they be tweaked? And so like, even when we're talking about, expertise in an area, you guys have all the expertise because you're doing this every single day and then writing about it. So I love that. So again, we talked a little bit about how this was a series and it's one of our only series. And that one of my favorite things about these books is that you can buy the entire series where you're going to have a box set and you can know everything there is about tech integration, or you can kind of buy one at a time and flip through and find the different strategies in there. But when you talk about the entire series, what was really the inspiration behind writing book two of the series and then kind of even just writing the series in general?
So I feel book two of the series really is, I think all teachers teach reading, writing, and math regardless of the level they are, whether if you're teaching TK all the way up to teaching grad students, you do it all at various levels. And ultimately what this book is the opportunity for teachers at all levels to get some really great strategies that can work for any level. Obviously there's gonna be levels of robustness and sophistication, et cetera, and context, but when you use these strategies along with these integrations, you have opportunities to really provide research-based ways along with some really great tools that can be utilized in a variety of different classroom settings to really amplify what you're doing and hopefully make the lesson more engaging, more impactful, and hopefully at the end of the day, more fun and enjoyable for not only the teacher, but for everyone else. And we felt that we wanted to, provide this book for this. So Becky, do you have any additional thoughts?
Yeah, no, 100% exactly what you said, Matt. It's really all about making it an authentic experience for students. And with the book, we brought in contributing authors, just like in book one, contributing authors from around the world. And I loved finding new ways to use tools that I had been using for years. One example I'll just throw out really quick is in chapter three, there's a talk in math about using GIFs to support students, because we can show videos, we can do all of that, but GIFs take up less storage space. And so it's easy to share them. And I didn't realize how easy it was to create a GIF to be able to then share that for supporting students with math problems. And you could use that in any grade. So it really is creating that authentic experience for students, meeting them where they are, and providing tools and resources that can be used in any content area. And as Matt was saying, in any grade. So it's a great read. I really do recommend it. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And there are so many like suggestions and directions on how to go about doing those types of things, you know, to make it easy, because we all know that time is short. And so, you know, these are surefire ways for engagement, but also, you know, how to do them quickly and get them done, to get them out, because, you know, we're so lacking in time.
Yes.
So I think that let's say that somebody has not picked up either book yet. I know that you mentioned about people contributing to the book. Can you give us a little bit of just a description of the layout? Like, if I buy the book, what should I expect?
Yeah, definitely. So with the book, and each book is a similar layout, we have three main contributing authors, and each one contributed a chapter of the book. And then Matt and I go through and we add our like lead author editor contributions to that chapter. So we add ideas for taking what was shared and using it in a different grade or a different context area or just in a different way. And then at the end of each chapter, we also, thank you so much, Rochelle. At the end of each chapter, we also have just little like short snapshots of ideas from additional educators. So 2 to 3 ideas that you can bring into your classroom from additional educators. And then each chapter also starts with the research behind it and then goes into the strategy and the implementation. So you're not just pulling, oh, this is fun, but there's actual research backing why that idea was brought into place. And so 3 chapters, each one covering a different content area.
Yeah. And I like, that's honestly, that's one of my favorite parts is the research. So like, I'm kind of a research nerd and not everybody likes that. Like some people just want to be like, this is fun, you know, but I love to know, why are we doing what we're doing? You know, sometimes we don't always get that. Sometimes we just get do it this way because it's, and you know, engaging or it's fun, but I want to know why, like I want the science behind it. So I love that about your books. Matt, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I just think that, you know, she laid it out perfectly. We just add our own little insights here and there relating to maybe our context and experience. And then the other educators that are contributing at the end of each chapter from around the world. So, I mean, we get in a variety of different contexts. So it really gives, I think, a holistic point of view relating to the content that we're trying to illustrate and the skills that we're trying to build in educators, because we show how to do it in a variety of ways.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. All right. So we kind of mentioned this, but who is the audience for the Amplify Learning series?
I believe it's K-20 teachers, as well as coaches and structural leaders and building leaders. Really anyone in education, I think, can pick it up and really get a good insight of, hey, like I want to build my toolkit in XYZ, and they can pick it up, look at a number of strategies, try them out, and then go back and then, you know, at a later time, then pick up some more. So, and it could be within one book or another book. So I think that's really ultimately, you know, the goal of this. It's we would love for you to read it from beginning to end, but really it's for you to go and take a look at what will you need right now and can help your instruction and workflow and ultimately support your students in their learning.
And I would add too, I mean, like I was saying earlier, as we were reading some of the contributing authors' chapters, I picked up new ideas, but I definitely think as a new teacher, this is a great starting point to be like, okay, what are they talking about when they say XYZ? Because we, you know, we'll talk about Flip a lot and formerly Flipgrid. And some of our new teachers are like, well, I kind of know the basics, but I don't really have time to learn it all. So here in the book, I might find one strategy or idea that I can quickly pull into the classroom from Flip and be like, okay, now I feel a little bit more comfortable with it. where our more experienced teachers are going to read it and they're going to say, I know flip, but what more could I do with it? So there's, as Matt was saying, all ends of the spectrum. But if you're a new teacher, I really would say definitely check it out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because even if they know how to, if they're a brand new teacher, even if they know how to use flip, they probably know how to use it from the student side, not yeah. necessarily the teacher side even. And so, and there's, you know, it's a different thought process when you go through trying to plan stuff for students, or they might think, oh yeah, I remember this lesson where my teacher used it similarly and that was really fun. And then try that, you know, using, using the Amplify learning strategy. So I love that. The other thing I was thinking was it really is possible for administrators to take some of the strategies in here. First of all, administrators should know what strategies the teachers are using anyway, but also for administrators to take these strategies and say, oh, this might be something I can actually use with teachers in professional learning. So, you know, like, of course, not everything is a direct correlation, but there are a lot of great ideas in here that you could use with teachers for professional learning. So even though it's really geared towards teachers for teaching, I absolutely think it's appropriate for administrators as well.
Definitely.
100% agree.
Okay, so what other resources do you suggest for readers, and then where can they find you to?
So first is our website, www.ampglobaledu.com. And what we're going to do throughout the month of January 2023 is have a number of live streams where we introduce the authors and have them actually talk about their chapter and kind of provide that illustration of kind of what their why, a little bit what they talked about, some practical examples. And that's going to go directly into our website. So when you click on that book, so for example, in book one, you'll see each of the main contributing authors talk about their chapter. So you really can get a face to who wrote it. So that's coming in January, and Becky and I will be hosting that along with them. And then a lot of you know, other resources, Becky, you want to mention in on the website and elsewhere?
Yeah, definitely. So we have different toolkits on the website that you can access. I would say check out book one. Book one is all around amplifying your instructional design. So if your focus is not necessarily specific to reading, writing, and math, although the skills and the tools are transferable, but you want to look at tools specific to assessments and feedback, I would say go back to book one of the series, and then and later will be book three and four, which I'm super excited about as well. Yeah. But and then on the website, you'll find the resources. I would say follow Matt and I on social media. We're using all the different platforms, so definitely check us out on there. Most platforms you can find me as Tech with Becky. And then I'll have Matt share his in just a second. And then I would also say follow our contributing authors. So in the website, there's links to each of the contributing authors, as well as the authors that contributed at the end of each chapter. They are constantly sharing resources and ideas that you can pull and use in your classroom. And you know that they're ideas and tools that are backed by research. So follow them, reach out to them. They're all very friendly, quick to respond. If you message through their DMs or anything like that, they'll help out any way that they can.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So they have, I mean, so that's our website. And then obviously Becky shared her social media. And we're constantly sharing things as well from the blogs that we have directly related to this book, the EduMatch is sharing, which is also, you know, on their blog, and then on our personal blogs as well. You can check out that information about, you know, related to the chapters and some just new, additional nuance there. Then, you know, really excited about book three and four. Three is about inquiry in robotics, computer science, and STEAM. And then additionally for book four, it's based on helping support, you know, diverse learning needs in the classroom. So, you know, all the students that you're working with, what are some strategies that you can utilize to help them all? Meet them where they're at. And my social media is at MattRhodes1990 on Twitter, and then at DrRhodesEDU on Instagram, then just Matthew Rhodes on LinkedIn and Facebook. So
That sounds great. Well, friends, it was so good talking to you about your new book, and that third one's going to be here before you know it. So get started. And that's all the books are actually written. We just had to break them apart because they were so fantastic that we wanted to make sure people had access to all of the information. So they have been like writing kings and queens. Their stuff is done. It's actually us that need to get them going out. So we have, again, you can find the books, any of the books of the whole entire series is going to be on Amazon. And it's also going to be on Barnes & Noble. It's also on edumatchpublishing.com. You can find, you can order bulk orders from Edumatch Publishing at just 10 books. Like, that's not even that many. So 10 books, that's just like a book study. And you can get a bulk discount by contacting Dr. Sarah Thomas at edumatchbooks at edumatchers.org for that bulk discount. And so thank you guys so much again for being here. And thank you, everyone, for watching. And have yourselves an amazing day.
Thank you.